Welcome, everyone, to Babes in Voiceland. This is show number 11. Dana, Erica, Diana, Terry, and I are so glad you're listening. And we just can't believe it's already show number 11. And I just, well, wait a minute. This is crazy, but it's getting dark in here. And windy? What's happening?
Good evening, my lovelies. This is Witch Esmeralda, head of the Witches' Council, here to give you tonight's Witches' Report. Each October, all witches gather to prepare for what we consider the only holiday, Halloween. We are testing to make sure that all of our brooms are in good working order and ready to fly. Witch Clara reports that she is working on weatherproofing for our witches' hats and attire as the Ghosts and Goblins Council are considering thunderstorms for Halloween this year to make everyone scream with horror and run for cover when lightning strikes. More on that later, but the witches do think it's a marvelous idea. Tune into every October podcast of Babes in Voiceland for updates on what's to come on Halloween.
So I was listening to the news as I usually do.
Yes.
Because I'm busy recovering. Recovering.
Well, and you should say recovering from what?
Oh, it's more intriguing when they alcoholic. No, it's more intriguing when they don't know. And I was reading about this Chinese restaurant in, let me see if I can pronounce it correctly, in Zhejiang Province.
That was good.
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
Right.
In the city of Hangzhou. And it's called the Trendy Shrimp. So if you're ever there, you might want to go. And what they did is they decided to have a month special where they would give women a discount based on their bra size.
Get out of here.
Hand to God, Beth, I swear it's the truth.
So it isn't only in Las Vegas that you can cash in on your cleavage.
Obviously not.
And
well, when you think about the Chinese women usually are not that well endowed. Right?
No, they're not.
As a rule.
No, we're going to get in trouble for saying that.
Yeah, little Polish girls like me, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah, I don't know what my excuse is, but
I would be served the diet plate.
No discount for you.
Okay, well, it intrigued me because I guess I'm the only one at the table tonight who is rather well endowed.
You would get the big discount, Erica.
Up to 65%, ladies. Based upon your bra size. But I was thinking if they did it in Vegas, they may have to reverse it because in Vegas, most women, like on the strip and stuff, they always have their size cups enhanced, right?
This is true.
There might be more women with bigger breasts in Las Vegas, maybe.
Oh, so maybe I'd get a bigger discount because I'm smaller?
Right. Instead of 5%, you might get the 65%.
There we go.
Come on, Terry, let's go. Yay! But if a guy was running a restaurant, I don't think that reverse thing would happen. I don't think
Probably not.
And who checks the sizes anyway? How do they know you are what you say you are?
Well, they just look at you.
Well, I could wear my padded bra. My really big one, but
I never thought of that. Yeah. That's true.
Fire your grandma's bra.
Like the old days, stuff it with
right?
tissue.
Oh my God. Socks, tissue. What did you use to stuff your bras with?
Oh my God. I never
My imagination.
Did.
Your imagination. Okay. Some girls used to stuff their bras, I remember. That was really something.
I didn't.
I know.
Yep.
I know. Some girls would do that. But anyway, I don't know. But I bet you could. You could if you wanted to. Like, stuff your bra. Nobody's going to check you. There's nobody getting a part-time job for a month that's going to check to make sure they're real when you walk through the door.
In China, I think maybe they don't have, like, a department of sexual harassment, so they might just hire some guy to stand at the door and squeeze your tatas as you walk in. If they feel real, you get discount. If you pad, you got a goal.
Friendly shrimp. Are they real or not? So I don't know. But anyway, so that's what's happening in China. They did have to take down the poster. There is a poster I can show to all you girls. Everyone else, imagine what it might look like. But they kept it going for a month. And they said business increased by 20%.
Now, did you read this on the internet? I have to ask.
Well, of course. That's the only
where
place.
Where everything is true.
That's the only place where the news is real. You know
that's
that.
Right. Yes, there is no fake news on the internet.
Hey, they had a poster. Okay.
It was anime. It was anime poster, anime women, but it was a poster.
Erica brings us the best news from the internet.
I know.
And they look like real bras.
It makes for good conversation. Okay. I love it.
All right.
Okay, well, that's all I have to add this week on international news. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Erica.
Moving on, let's do a comedy sketch.
I think we should.
Okay.
Good idea.
Tortoise Yoga turned out to be a big hit, and it was a real profit maker, too. Rainbow and Sprinkles joined forces with animal communicator Dr. Doodly-Doo and shared tea yoga throughout the land. The mogul tortoises got even richer, and Dr. Doodly-Doo became rich, too. She got so rich that she was able to move out of her little flat in London and bought a big house in Las Vegas. Let's join our favorite tortoises now.
Well, Sprinkles, Tortoise Yoga has really been a big success. I am so lucky to have such a smart sister.
You can say that again, Rainbow.
Well, Sprinkles, Tortoise Yoga has really
Okay, Rainbow. I didn't mean it literally.
Oh, Sprinkles, you always confuse me when you say things like that. Stop it.
Never mind. What do you want to do today?
I want to float on a raft in the pool and sunbathe.
Really? And how are we going to do that? We might be moguls and very special, but we still can't swim. We're desert tortoises, after all.
I know. I just have to think really hard so Caretaker Betsy will hear my thoughts and put me on the raft.
Caretaker Betsy hears your thoughts?
Sure. Doesn't she hear yours? I send her messages all the time.
Wow. No, I don't think so.
I love how it feels to float.
She hears your messages? She hears your messages? How can that be? I don't understand.
I don't know. She just does. And I hear her thoughts, too. It's cool, right?
Well, it's beyond cool. It's amazing. You have a special power. We're both moguls, and you are a mind reader. Well done, Rainbow.
I never thought about it like that. I have special powers. I'm a mogul and a mind reader and a showgirl, too. I love to dress up in sequins and feathers when we do tea yoga. Wow, my life just keeps getting better and better.
Speaking of tortoise yoga, the most popular yoga on the planet right now, has anyone seen our business partner and friend, Dr. Doodly-Doo? She is supposed to visit us today.
Our favorite animal communicator should be here soon. Or at least that's what Caretaker Betsy told me.
When did she tell you? I didn't hear a thing.
I heard her with my special power. She's supposed to come over and talk to us about something special.
This special power of yours is coming in very handy. Do you know what she wants to talk to us about?
Not really. I just know she's coming over. Maybe she will want to float with us in the pool. I have to remember to tell Caretaker Betsy that we want to go float.
Look, here she comes now.
Dr. Doodly-Doo, Dr. Doodly-Doo, how are you?
Quite well, my darlings, and how are you two amazing girls today?
Guess what?
What?
I have special power. Of course, I didn't know it was special until Sprinkles told me.
A special power? What special power do you have?
Rainbow is a mind reader. She can hear Caretaker Betsy's thoughts and send messages to her, too.
Is Caretaker Betsy an animal communicator just like me?
I don't think so. She doesn't communicate with Sprinkles, only me.
How very odd indeed. We must get to the bottom of this. Where is Caretaker Betsy?
I think she's making lunch, but I will ask her to come out.
I'm coming, Rainbow. I was trying to fix lunch, but all I hear in my head is float, 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 float. I guess you really want to float.
Here she comes. Here comes Caretaker Betsy now.
Is it true that you hear Rainbow's thoughts, Caretaker Betsy? And did you know that Rainbow can hear your thoughts too,
What? She can hear my thoughts? I thought I could only hear hers.
That's what I thought. You had no idea, poor girl, did you?
It's okay, Betsy. I don't listen all the time. Only when I want to.
Only when you want to? Well, what does that mean?
It means she respects your psychic space. Mm-hmm. At least I think that's what she means.
Mm-hmm. Rainbow, is Dr. Doodly-Doo right? Mm-hmm. Is that what you do?
Mm-hmm. I guess so. Everyone has private thoughts. I only want to know about Caretaker Betsy's thoughts about me and you.
And what does Caretaker Betsy think about us?
Well, she loves us very much, and that's all I need to know.
Phew! This could have gotten very awkward indeed. Lucky for you, Caretaker Betsy, that Rainbow is so pure of heart. If it was Sprinkles reading your mind, I'm not sure we would have a similar outcome.
What did you say? I can't hear you over the pool pump.
Nothing, my sweet girls. Let me put you on your floats and out on the water.
Yay! I want the blue raft.
I want the red one. Come float with us, Dr. Doodly-Doo.
In a minute, my darlings, in a minute.
As the tortoises float and sunbathe, Dr. Doodly-Doo and Caretaker Betsy have a heart-to-heart, if you know what I mean. They both hope that Sprinkles, the mogul, never develops Rainbow's superpowers. Why? You'll have to wait to find out in a future episode of Rainbow and Sprinkles. In the meantime, why not go for a float yourself or make a tea salad? Have I mentioned how svelte Dr. Doodly-Doo is looking these days? Rainbow will in the next episode.
So I think I need to check in with my oldest son because I saw online somewhere today about an earthquake north of where he lives.
Where does he live?
He lives in Pahrump, which is what, about a half hour, 45, well, an hour away from here, right? Right, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. He moved out there about a month or so ago. And, you know, people don't think about earthquakes in southern Nevada, but they really do happen.
I do. So I think about it.
I'm sure you do. Tell me what you think about it.
I'll tell you. I have earthquake insurance on my house because I moved here from Southern California, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. And I went through the Northridge quake in 94.
Right.
Scared the living hell out of me.
I'll bet.
What was it, 1:30 in the morning or something? Mm-hmm. And the whole house just started shaking. Yeah. Of course, at the time, poor David was in a hospital bed with mm-hmm. an IV connected.
Oh, God.
And this house, just the whole house was rocking. Yeah. I swear to God, I thought we were going to die. I had the hide-a-bed open because mm-hmm. I was laying next to him on the hospital bed. And I had my dog, Daisy, which she's gone now, but I just instinctively sat up. I grabbed the dog. I pulled her up to me, and I look up. And here's David flying like Superman over me with the IV connected to throw himself on top of Daisy and I in case the ceiling came down.
Oh my
and
God.
This guy is so full of cancer at this time. I don't even know how he got out of the hospital bed. And I look up. I'm holding the dog, and here comes this guy flying on top of me.
Aww.
So
that's
a good guy. When it settled, I mean, stuff was just broken. Yeah. All my kitchen cabinets open, glass everywhere. So we went outside. The neighbors were all coming out. The poor girl next door to us was like 8.5 months pregnant, and her husband was out of town. And we're like, we have to go get her. Oh, my God. You can't believe how people rally when this happens. But because of that, when I moved here, mm-hmm. I thought, if by some chance we had an earthquake, I can't afford to just rebuild this house if I don't have earthquake insurance, so that's why I bought it.
Because you're Beth, and that's what you do.
That's what I do.
So I survived an earthquake here in Las Vegas many, many years ago.
What year?
Off the top of my head, it would have been in the early 90s.
Yes.
Okay. And you know how men can sleep through just about anything? Which is why I'm wondering why I should even call my oldest son to ask him if he felt the earthquake, because he probably slept through it, but I digress. So it's the middle of the night, and all of a sudden, mm-hmm. I hear our headboard, our beautiful brass headboard, pounding against the wall. And I'm thinking, I'm not having sex. And there's nobody else in this bed but me and my husband. What the hell? So I pop out of bed. And I walk out of the master bedroom, and I'm out on the balcony looking at the huge vaulted ceiling in my entryway, and here's the chandelier.
Swaying.
And it's like, wangada, 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 wangada. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And I'm yelling to my husband, Harvey. He's like, what? I said, it's an earthquake. He slept through it.
Yep.
It did not wake him up.
No.
The headboard banging the wall didn't wake him up.
Some people do that, but not me, boy. I am like wide awake. I was freaked for a long time.
Scared the crap out of me.
I was working at the Riviera at the time.
Oh, my.
In the early 90s when that earthquake hit. And in the casino, carrying trays of drinks, you know. And most everybody in the casino was like, just feel something? Yeah. And then most of them, no, we were just drinking. But you could see the big chandeliers and the place moving and the whole thing. Yeah, that was kind of strange.
Do you know where the biggest earthquake ever recorded was? In the middle of Missouri. This is a fact. And there are, no, this is true.
This is the educational part of our banter.
Because after my first earthquake in LA, which was like, nothing even fell off the wall. The first one was like this baby rumble, but I was freaking out of my mind, crying, I'm going to move to my dad's. I got to get out of here. David's like, settle down. I have a job. We have a house here. You can't just pack. I mean, it's like the middle of the night. I'm ready to pack my suitcase and leave because I am like scared to death. He's like, listen, I will teach you all about earthquakes, the history of them. Here's, you know, how the plates move. And, you know, he went through all this explanation. So we
the
did
educational part.
We did earthquake history, and really it was like in the middle of Missouri.
Really?
I feel a sketch coming on. It's Earthquake Awareness
Month. Do you know what to do?
But do you have earthquake insurance? Do you have
I do not have earthquake insurance. And I didn't have it when I lived in Southern California.
Oh,
and they had
man.
That big earthquake in LA in the mid 80s.
I wasn't there. No, wait. It had to be more like 70s because I moved there in 82 and there was not a big one till 94.
Well, it was big to me because I could feel it down. I could feel it all the way down in Southern California, down in when I lived in Carlsbad.
Okay.
And the whole apartment shook and the doors opened. And yeah, and they showed
it's
the
freaky.
News desks and people hiding under the news desks up in LA. And
I was just talking to my buddy Beezy today that I've told you guys about a million times, and we were talking about earthquakes today. I don't know why. And she goes, oh my God, you remember the earthquake when I was there? So David was still alive. Beezy's out visiting us, and you know, it starts to rumble. She's in the spare bedroom, and the were those closet doors that open toward you.
Yeah.
And these doors are like opening and closing. And David's like, go back to sleep. Hell, we were outside on the front porch. She was like chain smoking.
But I know, but most people don't think of Las Vegas and earthquakes. But we have the mountain ranges all around us.
Yeah, so
when you think about how they're made.
How do you think those were made?
Exactly. Right. Absolutely. The plates are moving.
Exactly.
And we actually do earthquake drills.
In school?
Do you? Uh-huh. I did not know this.
We do. Absolutely.
Look what you are all learning on Babes in Voiceland.
But don't let that dissuade you from visiting Las Vegas because all the newer hotels are earthquake proof, I would hope.
That's true.
Yeah. Come gamble, spend your money, keep this town alive.
Amen. Amen. Shake it up on your own.
Daddy needs a new pair of shoes. Well, thank you for hanging out with us. We are the Babes in Voiceland. Join us at our website, babesinvoiceland.com. Send us an email at babesinvoiceland@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Hope to hear from you soon.